Hello. Say, you raised some very interesting questions during the lecture this morning. Yes, those were some very astute observations. You know, if you're finding the course lecture a little dry, I can recommend some more advanced text for you. Yeah, some literature you might find a little bit more on your level. Oh, of course, I'd be happy to. I love seeing my students really get into their material. But I didn't expect to find you here down by the sports track. I didn't think you were very athletic. I didn't realize soccer was your thing. I mean, you are here watching the girls' college soccer dream train. Hey, were you touching yourself? You were watching those girls and touching yourself. No, no, no. You're not going anywhere, young man. Take one more step and I'm calling campus security. Turn around. Come on, you heard me. Face me. Your cock is out. Fuck. You're watching those girls train and masturbating. Fucking hell. My goodness. Don't you dare think about putting it away. No, 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 sweetie. Leave that hard cock right where it is. Yeah. So you've been lurking here, have you? Just out of your sight? Watching these girls train as you jerk yourself off? You're as hard as a fucking rock. Shh, now. Unless you want me to tell the dean what you've been up to. My, you're so, so hot, sweetheart. I can feel you throbbing in my hand. Oh, you didn't like that I took a hold of your cock. Aww. Well, I don't think it's much up to you, is it now, sweetheart? Tell me, is it the girl-on-girl action as they tackle each other? Is that what gets you off? Come on. You can tell me. Would it help if I was to say, jerk you off, like this? Yeah, your teacher is pulling you off as you perv over the girls at their soccer practice. You dirty little bastard. They have no idea you're watching them getting off. On how hot they look. So come on. Tell me what you like so much about it. What makes you secretly jerk off in public? And here I thought you were a grade A student. But you're just a freaky pervert, aren't you? Getting your kicks by pleasuring yourself as you watch those poor, unsuspecting girls. Are there any in particular you like? What about her, that blonde, warming up and stretching on the sidelines? Her shorts do look very tight now, don't they? Oh, her. Look at her heavy tits bounce as she plays. Are you going to come watching them jiggle, you sick fuck? You're a disgusting perv who gets his rocks off by perving on other girls. Oh, sweetie. You disgusting, dirty, dirty bastard. And everyone here thinks you're a model student. They really have no idea what a little degenerate you are, do they? But now I know. I know that you're a dirty motherfucker. Let's see just how dirty you are, shall we? Well, you're gonna come for me. You're gonna nut your load as I jerk you off. While you're watching those girls train. Much better. Now your cock is all looped, nice and slippery in my hand. Waking your shaft, fucking you with my hand, that's it. Now you really are going in wet. As I have your cock tightly in my hand. You're gonna come for me. You're gonna empty those perverted balls of yours as we watch these girls. Or is it the coach you like? Oh, Coach Callahan standing there all tall and dominating in her yoga pants. And she orders these girls about, blowing her whistle and having those girls do squats and thrusts. She's like some sort of sports dominatrix now, isn't she? You creepy fucking weirdo. Filthy, perverted bastard. I had no idea there was such a deviant in my class. A naughty, naughty boy. I bet you're the sort of degenerate that likes kinky porn. The really pervy stuff. Girl taking a piss. Candid upskirt videos. Deep fake videos of your favorite celebrity. Faces of hardcore porn. Oh yeah. I bet you do, you sick little freak. Oh, yeah. Come on, Pev. Come for me. Come for your teacher. I want to feel your cock twitching in my hand. I might have to sit you at the front in my class from now on to ensure you're not at the back tugging yourself off. Because if you want to jerk off in my class, you can just stay after and I'll do it for you. You can tell me which of your female classmates you like to fantasize about as you do. I want to hear how pervy you are. I love dirty, nasty, perverted boys. The quiet ones are always the filthiest. Is that you? Huh? Shy, twisted, and filthy. Are you into sick, dark stuff? Dark, taboo, filth. Oh, I bet you are. Come on, come on, you can tell me. Whisper it. Yeah. Oh. Fuck. That's fucking hot. Come for me. Come for me, you nasty pervert. Spank your load. Empty your balls as you burp on those hot girls playing sports. Do it. Come. I wanna feel you drop in my hand. It's so fucking sexy having your pervert dick in my hand. I'm so wet. Yeah? You like knowing that? Knowing you get me hot. Sick, twisted little pervert like you. You do. My panties are soaked. Come, you dirty bastard. I can feel how gross you are. No, don't tease me. I need to see. I need to feel your cum. Oh, now you're load for me. Come for your teacher. Do it. Come for me. Yes. Good boy. Yeah, good boy. What a huge load, too. Well done. Now, that dripping cock away before someone sees it. Don't worry, sweetheart. Your filthy secret is safe with me. In fact, I hear the cheerleading squad train on Thursday nights. Maybe I'll see you back here then.
I still have not found my vibrator, and I am listening back to an audio I did where I used my vibrator, and I'm hearing her, and I miss her. I miss her, I miss her, I miss her very, very, very much. And wherever she is, I hope she is happy and living her best fucking life, because I am very lonely and I am very fucking bitter that she is not with me. Fucking hell. I miss my vibrator. Like, literally hearing the fucking sounds from this audio, and I'm like, I have to pause it and be like, I had to give a moment of silence. I had to give a little moment of silence. Because I felt it in my heart. I felt it in my, like, something twinged in my heart, and I'm like, fucking hell. Like, I miss. I genuinely do not understand where it is. I had a dream about my vibrator last night that I woke up and I found it in my sheets, and I was really fucking happy. And then I woke up and realized it was a dream. That is to the point of insanity that I have gotten. I have searched under my bed. I have pulled every single possible cubic centimeter of my room apart. I keep my vibrator under my bed. There is one spot where it goes, and it is missing. I have checked all the bathrooms. I have checked places. I am literally up to the point where I am going to recruit my family to come into my room and tell them it's just a massager, and I really, really need it, because, like, I genuinely don't understand where else to look. I don't understand. And I may need to recruit other people, or... I need to ask to borrow my friend's vibrator, because she has the same. I put her on it, and it has gotten to the point where I'm like literally about to text her and be like, hey, like, can I borrow her for a bit? Can I? Like, fucking hell, I am getting desperate. I'm getting desperate. My body is getting fucking desperate. I don't think I've edged this long since I fucking figured out how to finger myself. Like, this is hard, and I'm not liking it. I'm actually not fucking liking it. When I find this shit, I'm putting a Bluetooth tag around it and, like, a whole fucking leash. Like, a little one of those, like, door, what is the dog things they have with the little bell? Like, she's not going out of my sight after I fucking find her. I do not understand. Like, it does not leave my room alone when I take it to the sink to wash it and clean it up after I've had my fun. But I remember seeing it on Tuesday, because my mate came over. I remember sliding my little box under the bed when she came over, so I was like, ooh, I don't want to hide that. But then now, what's today's day? It's Sunday. I don't know where the fuck it is. On the day I realized I'm missing, I don't remember what the fucking day it was. I was in bed. I was like, I really need to calm. Like, it was so late in the night, and I just wanted to sleep. So I was like, you know what puts me to sleep? It's a really good fucking orgasm. Like, you know, my fire in the belly, legs shaking, toes curling, all that shit. And I needed that. So I went under my bed, and no, it's just there. Like, it's hidden under a pile of, like, clothes, right? And I just, like, pull the little box under my bed, and I just go rummaging in it, and I just find it, right? And then I realized it wasn't there, and the little heart, like, heart stopper moment I had, because I'm like, wait, fuck. Wait, where is it? And, like, this is in the dark, right? So I was like, okay, where is it? That's weird. So then I moved a little bit, and I was like, okay, where is it? No, this is weird. And I don't put on the light in the middle of the night or anything, because it's impossible for me to get back to sleep. But not only did I put on the light, when I realized it was not there, I got out of my bed, and then I pulled out every single thing under my bed. And there's a lot of things under my bed, because I'm a little bit of a hoarder, okay? Everything I pulled out, clothes and, like, boxes and random books. Like, I did a deep clean under my bed to look for this thing at like 3 a.m. in the middle of the night. I was desperate. And alas, I have not found it. I genuinely, like, I'm bamboozled. I'm confounded. I do not, like, absolutely dumbfounded at the moment. Because, just, I, like, what the, honestly, this is very like me, though, sadly, because I lose things all the time. I told my brother that I lost something. I didn't tell him what the fuck it was, obviously. And he just sighed. He just gave me the biggest sigh because the week earlier, I asked him to come and help me find my headphones. Not my headphones, my little earbuds. And the week before, I asked him to help me find my needle. No, it was my lip stain. The week before that, it was my needle because I was sewing on my bed. And then I lost my needle. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know, that's on me. Because who thought sewing on the bed was a bad idea? And then after that, I lost my lip stain, my like red lip stain, which I love and I cannot live without. I lost that, which is a very sad week for me. And then I lost my earbuds, which was also so upsetting for me because if you've ever seen me in real life, you know the one thing, I always have my little red lip on and I have my earbuds in because I'm one of those people that can't survive without music. I always have a song playing. So that was a very dark week for me. I had to like go and find an old pair of headphones, like decorated with bows because I had to make it look pretty. Then I found those, and then now I've lost my vibrator. So I'm wondering what it'll be next week. I swear to God, I better fucking find my vibrator. Otherwise, it'll be hell on earth. I don't know how much longer I can go like this. Please, please pray for me. Please, please pray for me and hope. Hope, send the good luck wishing finding this magic my way because I can't keep living like this. I need her back in my life, like immediate fucking like yesterday. I need it. Fucking hell. It's been a dark time. Anyways, that is where I'm at. I'm not sure what this audio will turn into. A little bit of me just rambling because I had to turn all of my horny pent up energy into audio, so I've been like making a bunch of them because I need to do something with this pent up energy. I have to do something with this pent up energy, but like now I'm really stubborn, so I'm like, no, I'm not gonna come until I find my vibrator, and it's like a challenge now. Like I got really close to coming when I was doing a couple of my audios, but I'm like, no, I'm gonna wait now. So I'm like, put this on myself. So if I go another fucking week without finding it, I might be on the floor dead. We don't know. We don't know. We'll find out.